This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington.
And I'm Renee Montaigne in Vatican City. The sun rose this morning on a St. Peter's Square that was quiet and nearly empty after days in which tens of thousands had flocked here, first to be with the dying Pope and then to mourn his passing. A memorial mass yesterday drew crowds that spilled out of the square and filled the blocks leading up to St. Peter's Basilica. During the mass, a blessing was read that John Paul himself had written for this day. It began, "It is love which converts hearts and gives peace." The Pope's body will go on display later this afternoon. At the head of what will surely be a long line to view the Pope, we found a young man from Chicago. John Cunningham was wearing a backpack and writing in a journal. As he put it, John Paul was the only Pope he'd known in his 20 years on Earth.
At this point, believe it or not, I'm actually over the mourning state, and at this time, it's really, for me, a time for celebration, to celebrate the life of Pope John Paul II and to celebrate all that he accomplished. He cared about all people, regardless of their age, regardless of their ethnicity, the language they spoke, where they came from. Just, he cared about us all.